Republic of Ireland resident who lives basically in Carndonagh was in possession of a Northern Reg vehicle. The vehicle in question actually belonged to the guy's brother. He only had temporary use of the vehicle, didn't use it permanently. He got stopped by customs. They tried to seize the vehicle because under Irish law, the terminology is that you're not allowed to be in possession of a foreign reg vehicle, full stop. The argument that was made was that under EU law, and it's from a European Court of Justice ruling, that because a borrowed vehicle is worth a valuable amount of money, it's basically a capital good. And under EU law, you can't tax capital crossing the border. So the argument was made to say that, well, customs had no right to actually touch that vehicle, and the case was dismissed yesterday.
On the basis of that, how many other such cases do you believe there are in Donegal, and how many cases perhaps going through the courts at the moment do you believe could be affected by this particular ruling?
I'd say on a conservative estimate there are dozens that are actually going through courts across the country at the moment, where people have been found in possession of a vehicle, which is an offence that carries a minimum €2,500 fine. So they are all up in the air now after this. Based on previous experience and the number of phone calls that I would always get when customs are out on the road, there's hundreds of people in Donegal who are using borrowed vehicles from people in Northern Ireland. Because, you know, family circles, social circles don't actually recognise a border, unfortunately, customs do, and they would have seized these vehicles previously. I mean, even an uncle of mine who borrowed his daughter's vehicle was hit with a €1,400 fine just for having the car for an hour. So it's very commonplace, but this case really blows the doors open on it now.
We know there have also been cases where people have been in difficulty because they've been driving vehicles belonging to their employers or a company they work for, which happens to be north of the border. Does that come under this particular ruling as well?
It's slightly different because there is an exemption provided for it. Now, it is extremely difficult, or it has got extremely difficult to get an exemption. The same principle would apply, though, that if the vehicle is owned by somebody or by a company, a legal entity outside of the state, it's still a borrowed vehicle. There are differences, though, because you would have to pay benefit in kind for taxation reasons and things like that, but the same principle does apply. It also applies where, for example, you would have a Republic of Ireland resident who has a business in the north. You know, they may be self-employed in the north, they pay their tax in the north, and what customs fail to realise is that the self-employed entity, the business in the north, is a different legal entity to the individual who lives in the south. So same principle applies, it's still a borrowed vehicle and shouldn't be touched.